starting by taking a comfortable position, whether it's on the floor or a chair, giving yourself the time to position the body so that it can rest and be comfortable. Feeling the body and then adjusting your position so that you can remain at ease, comfortable. Letting the floor or your chair support you completely. If it's comfortable for you, closing the eyes, allowing the hands to rest with the palms upright, letting the body settle into itself. Letting the past and the future fade away, not needing to be anywhere else but here. Breathing in and letting your body fill with the breath. Breathing out and letting yourself be, letting go of anything that would lead you away from this moment. You are here already. There is no other place that you need to be right now. Just allowing your body to breathe and feeling that living breath in the body. Allowing the breath and the body to find their natural rhythm and letting yourself become that rhythm. Breathing. Now, bringing the attention to explore the specific sensations in the body. Starting with the feet, beginning at the toes of the left foot, focusing in more closely to experience these sensations. The great toe, the little toe, the toes in between. Maybe noticing that some areas don't seem to have any sensation. And if that occurs, just noticing how that feels, the experience of no sensation. And then, including the sensations in the toes of the other foot, the right foot, in the same way. Looking closely, sensing, inhabiting the sensations fully. And then including the bottoms of both feet, the soles of the feet. Feeling into this area, seeing if there is any sensation remaining from all of the steps that you've taken. And now also including the backs of the feet, the heels. Not just noticing that there is sensation there, but bringing your awareness so fully into that sensation that you experience all of it. And then the tops of the feet. And finally, feeling deeply into the middle of the feet, just sensing, feeling, seeing how much sensation you can experience in this moment, right now. Then including both ankles, the area between the foot and the leg. Feeling into this area, exploring what is here. Bringing your attention to the sensations of the lower legs. The front of the lower leg, the shins, the surface and the bones underneath. if you're lying on your back, feeling the contact of the floor on the backs of the calves. Then sensing more deeply into the muscle and tissue there. Feeling all of the sensations of the lower legs. Now sensing into the area of the knees. The kneecap in front, the sides of the knees, and the hollow at the back. And feeling more deeply into the space between the lower leg and the thigh, the joint itself. Seeing if it's possible to be curious about how the body actually feels in this moment, a moment that has never been here before. Noticing that the mind wanders away at moments, and when it's possible, allowing that wandering to be just another part of this moment instead of fighting with it, or feeling that it is a problem, or thinking that it means that you are doing something wrong. Finding that you are lost in thought or daydreaming and just coming back simply, without struggling. Just re-entering the experience of the body that is still here, alive. Right now. Moving the attention to the thighs, the surface all around, and then more deeply into the center of the thighs. Letting your awareness mix completely with these sensations, all of the way between the knees and the hips. Exploring what is here, noticing even the most subtle sensations. Now, including the pelvis, starting at the back of the pelvis, the buttocks, the contact of the floor or chair, and the sensations of the muscles and bone underneath. The front of the pelvis, the sides, the hips underneath. Feeling more deeply into the center of the pelvis. Seeing if there is any sensation there, and if not, noticing what that absence of sensation feels like. Making this practice your own, focusing on whatever sensation seems right for you. Moving up to the abdomen. Feeling the movement of the belly with the breath. Sensing each moment of that movement right now. Touching that gentle sensation and staying with it, its flow, moment by moment. And then feeling even more deeply now into the center of the abdomen, allowing your awareness to flow into this area, sensing more closely to feel all of the sensation there, even sensations in the center of the abdomen that could be subtle or hard to focus on, just noticing how it is, just feeling what is true for you right now. when wandering happens, gently coming back, not giving yourself a hard time, just noticing that this moment includes wandering and sensations together. When you notice wandering, you can always come back. Now moving the attention up into the chest, beginning with the front of the chest, the skin, the breasts, the chest wall with the ribs and the muscles. All shifting, opening as the chest fills with the breath. Exploring the sensations closely and carefully, just as you find them, focusing in on each specific sensation right in the moment when it arises. Feeling more deeply into the center of the chest, the area of the heart. Exploring this area closely and carefully. Sometimes an ache or a fullness or even something that might be more like an emotion. No need to decide. Just sensing what is here right now. And staying with it for a few moments. Relaxing your attention into this area and opening your awareness to explore whatever arises. Feeling for the sensation of the beating of the heart. Maybe just a vague sensation that the heart might be beating there, or maybe nothing at all. Now, bringing the awareness to the lower back, a place where there can be some intensity or discomfort, a place where the body sometimes holds stress or tension. Noticing any thinking or judging or concern and returning to the simple sensation of the body, whatever you find, just in this moment. Letting it be as it is and feeling. Exploring, one moment at a time, feeling each sensation as it is found in this moment only. Then including the upper back as well. The area of the shoulder blades, their contact with the floor or chair, and the muscles at either side of the spinal column. The back of the rib cage shifting with the breath, fully inhabiting this part of the body, meeting each sensation just as it occurs. Now, moving to the arms and hands, starting at the fingers, and then including the palms and the back of the hands. Finally, feeling more deeply into the center of the hands. Noticing any sensations, maybe the contact with the floor or your body, the coolness or warmth of the air, any tingling or impulse to move. Now, focusing in more closely on whatever you find, experiencing texture and even the most subtle shifts from moment to moment. Then including the forearms, and then the elbows. And finally, the upper arms all the way up to where the arms meet the torso at the shoulder joint. Noticing how often thoughts occur, and when you begin to have a conversation with yourself or daydream, not needing to push the thought away, but just letting go of any distracting inner dialogues or imagery, gently returning your full attention to the body that is alive and here right now. Including the shoulders, from the place where the arm meets the torso all the way up to the base of the neck. Another place where tension is stored. Now, not trying to change anything, just feeling deeply, fully into this area. And focusing in even more closely on what is here, feeling its texture, feeling it in the body. Now, moving to the neck, fully experiencing all of the sensations that you find. And if you like, sensing more deeply into the center of the neck or the throat, open to whatever sensation is there. A fullness or a tightness, a constriction or a lump. Whatever you find, even if it is the absence of any sensation, remaining present with it for a few moments. And now moving up to the head, beginning with the face, starting at the point of the chin, and then moving back along the jaw, past the angle of the jaw, and then up to the place where the jaw meets the base of the skull. Carefully noticing all of the different sensations. Then moving up to include the lips, any sensation of moisture or dryness on the surface. And then including the inside of the mouth. The feeling at the back of the throat. And then including the nose, feeling the surface, and then the bone in the cartilage underneath, the sensation of the air in the nostrils. Including now the cheekbones, and farther out to the sides, the ears, feeling the outside of the ears, and then, if you like, feeling into the ears from the inside. Sensing into the place where sound is actually heard. Moving up now to the eyes, feeling the eyelids, and then underneath that, the globe of the eye. Looking for any sensation that might be present, or whatever you experience in this area right now. feeling behind the eyes, noticing any tension or fatigue or sensation there. And then the sensations in the area above the eyes, the area of the eyebrows. And then feeling the temples, the muscles and sensations there, not needing to hold on to an opinion about how it feels or judge the sensation, just exploring what is actually present in this area. It is only here for this moment. Moving up to the forehead, noticing whatever it is that is here for you right now. Noticing all of the sensation of the entire face. Letting go of any attempt to express anything, to hold the face in any way. Letting it take its natural shape, as if all of the muscles of the face could be left in neutral and just allowed to rest in their own natural way. And then including the rest of the skull, the top of the skull, the sides of the head, and the back. Feeling the scalp and the tissue and bone underneath. And now taking a moment to sense and feel your entire body. Not as a set of parts, but rather as a unified whole, an aliveness, a living presence that can only be experienced through a body, in a body, and only one moment at a time. Feeling the flow of the in-breath gathering in the center of the body, expanding the body as the abdomen rises. Feeling the abdomen return as the body releases the breath. Giving yourself over to the flow of the breath, its cycle, rising and falling like the waves of the ocean. And feeling the entire body receive the breath, almost as if the entire body could expand ever so slightly with each inhalation. As you breathe in, feel the entire body gently and softly expand with the breath, breathing with the entire body. And as you breathe out, allowing the body to return to its starting place, its natural shape. Relaxing and letting go at the end of the out-breath. Letting go totally and finding a moment of stillness without needing to do anything at all, but just simply be present in this moment. This moment right now. Feeling the entire body expand and release. expanding with the breath and letting go of the breath. And then letting go of the breath completely, feeling the aliveness, the openness that is a part of the body, built into the experience of the body, at the center of your life in every moment. Not thinking about it, but allowing yourself to simply feel how it is right now. Allowing your awareness to be open and receptive to what is here already. And remembering that it is not necessary to go somewhere else or to do something different to experience this. It is always right here. It will never be somewhere else. This practice did not create it. It was here already. And you can always come back to the present moment and rediscover it. You can trust that, because every time that you let go of the past and the future and look directly into any moment, you will find it. Whenever you'd like, allowing the eyes to open and taking a moment again before you return to activity. Watching closely how the transition affects your awareness and carefully paying attention. Allowing the feeling of the present moment to remain with you as the next moments of your life unfold.